By now, I'm sure you heard the news that Joe Biden gave us perhaps the greatest October surprise of any election, calling us all garbage. And you got to see Donald Trump's reaction when he first learned the news live at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. And Joe Biden's statement was so clear that many in the liberal media, including the Associated Press, are not even trying to deny it. This would seem like a meme, but this is the actual headline. Biden suggests Trump supporters are garbage. He made the comments yesterday on a live stream with a Latino organization when he was denouncing the comments that the comedian made at the Madison Square Garden big MAGA extravaganza when he joked about the Biden administration unable to manage Puerto Rico and the landfills are full there because of all of the debris from the recent hurricanes and it's piling up. And so he called it a floating island of garbage. And so this was Joe Biden's response. He got confused. He thought maybe he himself was from Puerto Rico and then managed to say what he really feels about all of us.
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware.
Puerto Rico, where I'm from. I mean, in my home state of Delaware.
They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
You got to see President Trump's reaction in just a moment and the failure to even attempt to spin this from some in the liberal media. But first, subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. Here he is at a rally in Pennsylvania. Marco Rubio brings him the news.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I have breaking news for you, Mr. President. You may not have heard this. Just moments ago, Joe Biden stated that our supporters are garbage. Are garbage. He's talking about the Border Patrol. He's talking about nurses. He's talking about teachers. He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President. And I hope their campaign is about to apologize for what Joe Biden just said. We are not garbage. We are patriots who love America. And thank you for running, Mr. President.
Wait for it. This is fantastic.
Wow.
It is hard to believe. When I first saw the video, I thought maybe it was a deep fake. And so I had to double, triple check the facts just to make sure that it's real. And of course, it is.
So you have, remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't yeah. know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him. For he not knoweth what he said.
He doesn't. He's a senile, crazy old man. Some of the clowns on CNN were even saying, well, Joe Biden's not running for president, so it's no big deal. He's not the one on the ballot. Others, however, are just flabbergasted and don't even know how to possibly spin this.
Tonight, there's new reporting about Joe Biden and a moment that explains why things are the way that they are. Sources tell CNN that the president is in do-no-harm mode, stapling himself to the bench at the direction of the Harris campaign. Well, even from the White House, he may have done some pretty significant harm in the final week of the campaign. Just listen to this, and you be the judge.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
Because of your mismanagement of the territory, yes.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know. Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware.
What?
They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. And it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done, everything we've been.
He didn't correct himself. He just went on and doubled down.
Joining us now, Franklin Leonard. He is in our fifth seat. He's the founder and CEO of The Blacklist. That was a moment and not a moment that the Harris campaign wanted.
It certainly was. And even Anna Kasparian, the co-host over at the Young Turks, Cenk Uygur's sidekick, posted, so the president calling tens of millions of Americans garbage is supposed to demonstrate character? Here's Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro in the key swing state where Donald Trump was last night. And not even he can try to downplay or deny what happened.
Governor, first off, just what's your response to that comment from President Biden, where it sounds like he's calling Trump supporters there garbage?
Yeah, look, I had not heard that until now, Caitlin, so I'm kind of giving you my fresh reaction to it. I would never insult the good people of Pennsylvania or any Americans, even if they chose to support a candidate that I didn't support.
He's in complete shock. He can't believe what he just heard. And the fact that it was presented to him by CNN host, this RBF joker-looking creature, Caitlin Collins, who previously admitted that she has no emotions because she is a sociopath, can't believe that Joe Biden would actually say such a thing. Joe Biden later took to Twitter. I'm sorry, his staff later took to Twitter and posted in the first person claiming, earlier today, I referred to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump's supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is the only word I can think of to describe it. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. That's all I meant to say. The comments at that rally don't reflect who we are as a nation. Politico, one of the wastes of cyberspace online, published this article written by an MSNBC contributor named Jonathan Lemire, claiming that Biden, in a Zoom call with the organization Vote Latino, said the only garbage was the hatred of Trump supporters who said such things about American citizens. When Hillary Clinton called us all deplorables and irredeemable, that was in early September of 2016. So 2 months, basically, before the election, an incident so infamous that it has its own Wikipedia page. And in a presidential campaign, 2 months is an eternity. So thankfully, old Joe tanked Kamala's campaign just 7 days before the election this time. Do you have any more good news for us, Mr. Pollster over at ABC?
The seven states that are almost certainly going to determine the presidency, things close as ever, and we're seeing a very slight Trump edge in several of the battleground states. Kamala Harris's numbers have gone down just a little bit.
What about you, Clown News?
Harris, as I said, had an 18-point advantage with Latinos. Biden in the 2020 exit polls, he had a 24-point advantage over Trump 4 years ago among Latinos in Arizona. Harris is plus one with Latinos in Nevada in our poll, but according to the 2020 exit polls, Biden won them by 26 percentage points. That, if that actually is what emerges on Election Day, that's a big warning sign in Nevada.
It's a great sign is what it is. Also last night, Camelface gave a big address to the nation in the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. with the White House in the backdrop, which was dubbed her closing argument to the voters of why morons should vote for her. And during half of the speech, you could hear sirens going off in the background, I think from protesters.
Look, we know who Donald Trump is. He is the person who stood at this very spot nearly 4 years ago and sent an armed mob.
Okay, January 6th, blah, blah, blah. And they're pulling out all the stops in these final days. They rented the Sphere in Las Vegas to put this ridiculous message. Vote for Kamala, vote for freedom, they say. And out of desperation, she continues to do sit-down interviews, which is great because every time she does one, she loses supporters.
What's your message to Michigan voters in terms of the economy? We have auto workers who are being laid off and those who fear that they might be laid off. The average person can't afford groceries or their rent. And recent polls in Michigan show that Michigan voters believe that Donald Trump would do a better job with handling the economy and bringing jobs back. What do you say to that?
Let me guess. I come from a middle-class family. She would never be so ridiculous, would she? Oh, wait, what's this?
Well, let's start with this. I come from the middle class, and I'll never forget where I come from. My mother worked very hard.
She is so desperate that she actually agreed to do a sit-down interview face-to-face with Joe Rogan. But it looks like that's not going to happen because Joe is a prima donna, and the campaign only wanted to do an hour, which would have been fine. Anything more than 10 seconds, and she's going to look like a complete clown. But she said, And it may actually be true that her schedule is too busy for her to fly into his Austin studio to do it. So they wanted him to come and meet them somewhere on the campaign trail. And instead of doing that, he said he's too busy. Although Joey's such a flip-flopper, maybe he'll change his mind. At this point, anything can happen. Steve Bannon was also just released from prison yesterday after being locked away for 4 months for refusing to comply with a ridiculous subpoena from the Biden Communist Justice Department demanding answers, trying to entrap him about January 6th. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again probably every day until Election Day. Vote early, vote now, don't wait any longer. And if you haven't voted, first go and look up your city's Republican Party voter guide or endorsement guide, because some of the positions on the ballot don't have party affiliation listed. So you don't know if they're Republican or Democrat for some of these positions like school board and treasurer and judges and supervisors. All these different positions do not have party affiliation. And vote early, vote now, because things happen. In 2016, the fuel pump went out on my truck on election day. Luckily, after I voted, but like right after I voted, I had to have the truck towed from the polling place. So if that thing would have went out 15 minutes earlier, it would have been a big nightmare. Things happen. Get it done. Stop waiting. Do it now. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to the channel if you're new here, and be sure to check back on a regular basis, because I will see you soon.